Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Menachos Daf Kuf. The rabbi left off yesterday at the Gemara towards the bottom of Tzadi Tes Amud Beis. This is Alicia Graf filling in for Rabbi Leibowitz. For those who are listening online, the rabbi is just gone for today, so hopefully he will be back to continue the shiur tomorrow morning. So today's shiur is sponsored by David Engelhart Lezecher Nishmas, his grandfather's first yard site, Chaim Leib Ben Shimon. We hope the neshama has an aliyah in the schus of our learning, and we thank David very much for the sponsorship. So we are going to cover a couple of topics today. We're going to complete the 11th perek in the Masechta. So we're going to start off with the Gemara and the Mishnah that we covered yesterday. We learned yesterday about the procedure for swapping out the lechem apanim, how they would take out the lechem apanim on Shabbos, the old lechem apanim, and replace it. We saw machlokas, was it immediately or not with a new lechem upon him? And the rabbi had mentioned in his introduction yesterday, which we wound up not getting to, that this bears a nafkamina. It has a practical ramification in terms of how one can be yotze, or how one is yotze, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which just like by lechem apanim, there's a mitzvah that the lechem apanim be on the shulchan tamid. So too, by Talmud Torah, there's a mitzvah that you be learning Torah tamid, because it says lo yomash haTorah zemi picha. So you always have to be learning. So the question is, what does it mean always? So we'll start with that. We'll then touch upon the topic that we referenced at the very end of the Mishnah yesterday, which is what happens with the what happens if Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, what they would do with the lechem apanim, and also what they would do with the seer of the Yom Kippur. By the seer of the Yom Kippur, we don't mean the chatas, we mean the musaf. The korban musaf is a korban that can be eaten. Obviously, you can't eat a korban on Yom Kippur, so you would have to eat the korban after Yom Kippur. What happens if Yom Kippur fell out, however, on a Friday, and so right after Yom Kippur, you're going into Shabbos, so you have a korban that's shechted, but it's not cooked. So when are you supposed to eat the korban? So they called the Bavliim. We'll see what it was about the Bavliim that that they used to be given the korban to eat. We're then going to talk about the proper procedure and the protocol for setting up the lechem apanim and the vazichin. When was it supposed to be done? So we know it was supposed to be done on Shabbos. What happens if you did it before Shabbos? What happens if you did it after Shabbos? What happens if you did the lechem without the vazichin, or the vazichin without the lechem? So we'll talk about that. How about how you have to do the entire procedure properly in order for the lechem to become kodesh? And then we're going to talk about the shtei alechem and the lechem upon him. So again, these were the two bread karbanos, shtei alechem on Shavuos, lechem upon him every Shabbos. How long, how much time would elapse between the time that the bread is baked and the time that the bread is eaten? And it depends. How long would elapse depends on when exactly they baked the bread. Did they break the bread at the earliest possible time, or at the latest possible time rather, or did they have to back up and break the bread and bake the bread earlier because there was an intervening yontif? So we'll talk about that. We'll conclude the perek with that discussion, and then hopefully we'll get up to the beginning of the 12th perek, which is going to talk about menachos and nesachim that became tamei. Can you be po to them or not? And the answer is, it depends when they became tamei. Did they become tamei before they were placed in a klisha reis, in which case there is pidyon, or did they become tamei after they were placed in a klisha reis, in which case there is no pidyon? But let's pick up again from the Gemara. It's toward the bottom, about three quarters of the way down, on Sadi Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara says as follows: Satani Rabbi Yossi Omer Afilu Silek Esa Yeshona Shachris V'Sider Sachadasha Arvis Ein Bekach Klum. That even if you did not immediately replace the old lechem apanim with the new lechem apanim, but even if you remove the old lechem apanim in the morning and you replaced it with the new lechem apanim in the evening, and the Chiezer explains that the evening means bein harabayim, that it means while it's still day, because you certainly have to replace it while it's still Shabbos, but it means that you didn't replace it immediately. Ein b'kach klum, there's no problem, because this is not a shortcoming, this is not a disqualification on account of a lack of tamidas, on account of a lack of tamid. Say elamani mekayim lefanai tamid. Well, in that case, according to Rabbi Yossi, what does it mean lefanai tamid? It says that the bread always has to be on the shulchan, but you're telling me it doesn't always have to be on the shulchan. So elamani mekayim lefanai tamid shlo yolin shulchan lo lechem. Ah, so what tamid means, what the issue of tamidas means, is that you can't go a night without any lechem being on the shulchan. So I'm a Ravami Medivri Shor Rav Yossi Nilmud. So from the words of Rav Yossi, we see that Afilu Lo Shana Adam Ela Perakechad Shachru Su Perakechad Arvis Kaya mitzvah lo yomush sefer Torah hazeh mipicha. That even if a person learns only a little bit of Torah during the day and a little bit of Torah at night, then he's mekayim through that little bit of learning the idea or the concept of lo yomush sefer Torah hazeh mipicha, that the Torah should never leave your mouth. Why? Because there's a mitzvah of tamid by the lechem aponim, but we said tamid doesn't always mean tamid. Tamid means you just need it there by the time you reach the night. So if there's an inyan that you always have to be learning in Torah, you always have to be thinking and speaking Torah. It doesn't mean that you always have to be thinking about and speaking Torah. It means that no 12-hour period should ever pass without you learning. So it says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Shimon ben Yochai, Afilu lo kara adam ela kriya shma shachris va'arvis. Even, forget about learning, even if all you said was kriya shma shel shachris and kriya shma shel arvis, Kiyem lo yamush, lo yamush. You were mekayim the inyan of lo yamush, because kriya shma is psukim. There's a kiyem in Talmud Torah. So even if all you did was learn a little bit, say a little bit kriya shma shachris, say a little bit kriya shma shel arvis, that's already enough to be mekayim the mitzvah of lo yamush. And the Gemara just makes an observation. V'davar zeh osur li omro b'fnei ama aretz. And it's usher to say this in front of an Ama Aretz. Why? Because Rashi says, because if the Ama Aretz figure out the trick that you're mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah by just saying Kriya Shema in the morning and saying Kriya Shema at night, they're never going to try to convince their kids to learn, because they're going to figure, what do I need this for? I'm mekayim the mitzvah just by laying in Kriya Shema. So says the Gemara, then other shita is just the opposite. V'rav amar mitzvah l'omro b'fnei Ama Aretz. No, it's a mitzvah to tell this to an Am Aretz. Now, why in the world would it be a mitzvah to tell this to an Am Aretz? So Rashi explains, mitzvah liyomro desavra mishum kriyashma notos chagadol kazeh, because it says, lo yomosha Torah zemi picha mipi zarachum mipi zarazaracha ad olam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making a promise that if you learn constantly, then you're never going to forget the Torah. So they're going to think, if I have such a great schar for being mekayim this mitzvah, and I can be mekayim the mitzvah by doing a little act, like saying kriyash mashal shachris, like kriyash mashal arvis, ki oz tatzliach es drachecha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises that he's going to make you be matzliach, imaya osei kol hayom kol shkein sheschar agodo l'margel esbanav l'tama Torah. No, he's going to be incentivized to teach his kids Torah, because he's going to realize if they get such a great schar for doing the bare minimum, imagine what kind of schar they get if they do more than the minimum. So he's going to want to teach his kids Torah. Loshana acher savri hanach rabbana damatzi patri nafshaya b'kriya shma v'yosfi kuliyoma v'garsi shma minah schar gadol yesh. So in other words, they're going to draw a similar deduction that from the fact that these great rabbis, the rabbis are very smart, so they're onto something. So if they know that I get the schar just for reading Kriya Shema Shel Shachris or Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, yet they trouble themselves to learn Torah all day long, it shows that they appreciate what a great schar it is, and therefore not he's going to teach his kids Talmud Torah, he himself is going to be motivated to learn Torah, because he's going to see how great the schar is. The Achronim are bothered that over here it says that Rav Shimon bar Yochai says that even if a person only reads Kriya Shema Shel Shachris and Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, he was mekayim lo yomush. But there were other Gemaras throughout Shas where Rav Shimon bar Yochai says that a person has to learn Torah every single second that he has spare, and he shouldn't try to focus on anything else. So it appears that the words of Rav Shimon Echai sosar each other. Is the chiyuv to learn Torah every waking moment, or is the chiyuv to learn Torah satisfied with learning Kriya Shema Shel Shachris and Kriya Shema Shel Arvis? So Rav Moshe Feinstein has a mahalach where he says that it simply depends on who you are. That for most people, if you're a regular guy, then yes, you're mekayim your mitzvah of Talmud Torah by reading Kriya Shema Shel Shachris or Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. However, if you're a Talmud Chacham, if you have the ability to accomplish more in Lima Torah, then you're not going to be mekayim your mitzvah by simply reading Kriya Shema Shel Shachris or Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, because you're capable of doing more. And if you're capable of doing more, then you have to do more. Okay, more in Talmud Torah. We're now the first really, really wide line. So Shol ben Dama es achoso Shol Rabbi Shmuel es Rabbi Shmuel. So ben Dama, the nephew of Rabbi Shmuel, es Rabbi Shmuel, kigonani shalamadati kol Torah kula. How about a guy like me? I've already learned kol Torah kula. Ma lulamed chachmas yivanes. Can I learn chachmas yivanes? So chachmas yivanes, what is that? It doesn't mean English studies. It means it was a system of communication through subtle gestures that the Greco-Roman aristocracy would be able to communicate. It was some sort of like, not sign language, but some sort of method of communication. So says the nephew of Rabbi Shmuel, I already know Kol HaTorah Kula. Can I learn this other thing? So Kara Lava Mikra Zeh. So we read this, so we darshan this pasuk. Lo Yomosh Sefer HaTorah Zeh Mipicha. It says, Lo Yomosh Sefer HaTorah Zeh Mipicha, that you can't let Torah ever leave your mouth. V'gisa B'yomam V'layla. And you have to study Torah day and night. So Tzei Bedok. So he says to his nephew like this, go check it out. If you could find an hour that is not daytime and it's not nighttime, so you're not being mevatel the mitzvah v'gitzah b'yom v'alayla, then go ahead, then you could learn Chachma Yevanis. Obviously, it was tongue-in-cheek, because you're never going to find an hour that's neither day nor night, so there's never a time for you to learn Chachmas Yevanis. However, the Gemara observes, Upligi the Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. This argues in Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. Dama Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rav Yonah son, Pasuk Zeh, Eina lo chova, v'lo mitzvah, ela bracha. That, in other words, the Pasuk of Lo Yomosh, which we have been darshaning until now in the Gemara, to teach me a halacha that I constantly have to be learning, Rav Yonason says, that's not a halacha, that's a promise. It's not a chiyuv that I always have to be learning. It's the Ra HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yeshua, Shadivrei Torah Chavivin Alav V'Yoser, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw Yeshua, that he loved Torah, Shenemar U'mishorso Yeshua ben Nun Nar Lo Yomesh Mitocha Oel, that Yeshua was so enamored with Divrei Torah and the opportunity to learn from Moshe Rabbeinu that he never left Moshe Rabbeinu's tent, he never left his presence, and therefore that Samar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yeshua Kol Kach Aviven Alecha Divrei Torah Lo Yomosh Sefer HaTorah Zemi Picha. Oh, I see that you are so enamored with Divrei Torah. It's a haftacha, it's a promise that you're never going to forget Divrei Torah. So it's not a chiyuv, rather it's a promise. So it says the Gemara Vayter, Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, Divrei Torah Lo Yalecha Chova. Divrei Torah should not be to you like a chov. And so, vi'iata rashoi lifter atzmecha mehem. And you can never satisfy your obligation to accomplish in Divrei Torah. What does it mean that they shouldn't be like a chov? So Tosfos, let's see Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos, because he quotes Rashi and then he quotes his own interpretation. So liya lecha chova. So kodam sheish lechov, like a person who's in debt. V'yomer mosai afaren of efter. He's wondering, when will I be able to pay back the debt? And when will I be able to absolve myself from the debt? Kach leyomar eshne perek echad ve'efter. You shouldn't view it as a burden. You shouldn't view it, when will I get around to learning one perek so I could already fulfill my obligation to learn Torah? Shiyata rashoi lifturas atzmecha mehen. Because you're not supposed to want to pater yourself from your chiyuv to learn. Kach perish bekuntras. That's Rashi's explanation. Odyesh lefarish. Tosfos gives another pshat. Lo yalecha chova. You shouldn't view it as a chova. Shlotis asek elobahen. In other words, if you have a chov, then the only thing you're focused on is fulfilling your chov. But you shouldn't view Torah like that. In other words, you don't have to only learn Torah. V'yata rashoi lifter atzmecha mehem shlo tisok ben klal ela yofet Talmud Torah im derech eretz. No, but Talmud Torah combined with derech eretz, combined with pursuit of business or of other activities, that's the best type of learning. Says Tosfos a third shot, inami, lo yu alecha chov lilmo kol haTorah. You shouldn't view Torah as a burden, thinking, oh, if I don't learn Kol HaTorah Kula, then I'm never going to repay the debt. I'm never going to satisfy my obligation. Kedam in Maseches Avos, lo lecham lecha ligmar, v'lo ata ben chorin libatel. That it's not your job necessarily to learn Kol HaTorah Kula if you're not able to. However, you're also not considered a ben chorin to be mevatel yourself from the mitzvah. In other words, your mitzvah in Lima Torah is to accomplish what you can accomplish. For some people, it's Kol HaTorah Kula. For some people, it's less than Kol HaTorah Kula. But whatever you're able to accomplish, it's an obligation for you to try to accomplish. That's the third pshat in Tosfos. Okay, says the Gemara of Eiter. Now three lines up from the bottom. Amar Chizki, Amay Dechsiv, V'af Esischa Mipi Tzar Rochav Lo Motzok Tachtecha. That even if he enticed you to the narrow entrance, you will find a broad place without constriction. What in the world are we talking about? So Boreh Shalok Midas Hakadosh Baruch Hu Midas Basar V'Dam. That Hakadosh Baruch Hu is not like a king of Basar V'Dam. Midas Basar V'Dam Adam Mesas Chaver Midarche Chaim L'Darche Misa. By a midas basar v'dam, when we talk about a mesis, when we read about a mesis in the Torah, what do we mean? We're talking about a person who leads other people astray. We're talking about people people who try to convince their friends to do Avero. So a person, if he's Mesis's friend, he's going to convince him to go to Tarbus Ra. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mesis is Adam, Darkei Misa, Darkei Chayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's M.O. is to steer people from the Darkei Misa back to the Darkei Chayim. Shenemar va'afes siskam ipitzar. What does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mesis you from the narrow opening? The narrow opening is a reference to Gehenim, Megehenim, Shapia Tsar, that its opening is very narrow, Shashana Tzavur, that its smoke is gathered. That's why Gehenim has a narrow opening. Flipping to Kuf Amid Aleph, Betocha, V'sheba Tomar Kashem Shapia Tsar Kach Kula Tsara, lest you think that just like Gehenim, just like the mouth of Gehenim is narrow, so too the entire Gehenim is narrow. Tamalomar Heme Karchiv, that it's deep and it's broad. V'sheba Tomar Lamelech Lohuchana, unless you think that a Talmud who forgets Torah is not going to be judged with Gehenim, and Rashi points out that in Sefer Mishle, a Talmud Chacham is called a Melech because it says Bi Melachim Yimlochu, and that's a reference to Talmidei Chachamim. Tamalomar Gami LaMelech Ucha. No, also Gehenim is prepared for a Melech, meaning if you have even a Talmud Chacham who forsakes his obligation to learn Torah, he's also going to be judged with Gehenim. V'shema Tomar Ein Ba Eitzim. Maybe you'll say, okay, so he's going to go into Gehenim, but maybe a part of Gehenim that doesn't have the firewood, so it's not really hot there. Tamalomar Madurasa Eish Ve'Eitzim Harbe. No, there's plenty big bonfire with a lot of firewood. V'shema Tomar Zeu Schara. Lest you think that the only schar for learning is that you're not going to get Gehenim, but there's no affirmative schar for being Mekayim, your mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Tamalomar v'nasata shulchanecha molei deshen, that your shulchan will become full of rich foods if you learn Torah. So not only do you avert a punishment, you also get a big schar. Says the Gemara as follows. Now, chal yom kippurim lios b'shabbos, but this is really talking about what happens if Yom Kippur falls on Erev Shabbos. So you shecht among the korbanos of Yom Kippur the korban musaf. The korban musaf can be eaten, but the problem is you're going right into Shabbos, and the korban musaf can only be eaten for a day. And if you go into Shabbos, you're not going to be able to cook it. And by the time it's about to Shabbos, you're going to be allowed to cook it. It's already the second day. So what are you going to do with this korban? So says the Gemara, Amar Rabba, Barachana, Amar Rav Yochanan. So the Mishnah had said, I'm sorry, the Mishnah said that we give it to the Bavliim. Why? Because the Bavliim, they have very, very hard stomachs, and they are able to tolerate a lot, and they would basically eat the meat raw. Mm-hmm. So the problem is, how are you eating it Friday night? How are you eating it Friday night after Yom Kippur? Hooray, you don't have time to cook it. So the answer is, the Bavliim enjoyed a good steak carpaccio. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabba Barachan, Amar Rav Yochanan, lo Bavliim heim, el Alexandriim heim. They weren't even Bavliim, they were Alexandriim. They were from Alexandria of Mitzrayim. Umitoch sheson in es habavliim, and this is interesting, and because the Rabbanan hate the Bavliim, Koronosan al Shem Bavliim. They didn't like the behavior of the Alexandrian, who would eat the meat raw, because they thought it was pretty gluttonous, that we'll see. And it's because they didn't like the Bavliim, they simply referred to the Alexandrian in a pejorative term. They called them Bavliim. It says Tosfos, why did they hate the Bavliim? This is a weird thing to say about the Chachamim. So the top Tosfos says that Lefi Shelo Olu Bimei Ezra, that the reason that the Rabbanan hate the Bavliim is because when they had the opportunity to return to Eretz Yisrael after the Golus was over and they returned Bimei Ezra before the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, the Bavliim said, you know what, we're not interested in going back to Eretz Yisrael, we're very comfortable here, we don't want to go. Umashem Azkirun Osam Lignai Al Sha'ochlan Es Asirin Chayin. Now Tosva says, now why necessarily was this very pejorative? Because they would eat the meat of the Korban Musaf when it was raw. Afal gav de mitzvah ka'avdi, they were doing a mitzvah, right? Shelo yavo li de nosar, because they were preventing the meat from turning into nosar. Levi shir gilu atzman kamo kach la'ochlan chayim af b'chol ha'shanim de mechzi karav sinusa. Says Tosva is because, yes, right now they were doing a mitzvah because they were preventing the meat from becoming nosar. The problem is, they always were in the habit of eating their meat when it was raw. So you know who eats the meat when it was raw? They can't wait for it to get cooked or for it to get roasted. A glutton does that. And they thought it was very gluttonous behavior. That's why they spoke about them pejoratively. The Achronim also focus on the fact that Tosfos said they were doing a mitzvah when they were eating the meat. What was the mitzvah? They were preventing the meat from becoming nosar. There's also a mitzvah of achilas kachim. So why didn't we say that they're performing the mitzvah of achilas kachim? So the achronim suggest the reason that we don't say that is because it's only called an achila if you're doing something kederach achila. This, they're eating it not kederach achila because it's raw. So yeah, there's a mitzvah of achilas kachim, but they're not performing it because what they're doing is not an achila. What they're doing is they're consuming it and they're preventing it from becoming nosar. So that's a mitzvah, but nevertheless, the rabbis did not smile on this behavior. So we learn a similar thing in a brisa back in the Gemara. Tanya Nami Achi, Rabbi Yosi Amar Lo Bavliim Heim El Alexandriim Heim. There were not Bavliim. Umidok Shasonan Es Bavliim. Karen also Al Shem Bavliim. And because the Rabbanan hate the Bavliim, that's why they were called Bavliim. Amar Lo Rabbi Yehuda Tanuach Daitcha Sheinachta Daiti. Oh, you should be at ease because you put me at ease. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda was from Bavel. And Rabbi Yehuda was distressed when he saw that the Chachamim were speaking in such pejorative terms of the Bavliim. So when we learned the Braisa that they weren't really Bavliim, they were really from Mitzrayim, Rabbi Yehuda had a nachas ruach. Okay, let's see the next Mishnah. So, Sidur HaSalechem B'Shabbos. So again, the procedure, the proper procedure was they would swap out the old Lechem Aponim and the Vazichin and the new Lechem Aponim and the Vazichin on Shabbos. Now, what happens if you put the Lechem on the Shulchan on Shabbos, v'sa Vazichin la'achara Shabbos, and you didn't get around to putting the Vazichin, the two spoons of the frankincense, on the Shulchan until after Shabbos, Victor HaSa Vazichin B'Shabbos. And then you were makdir, those bazichin that you would put on the shulchan on Sunday, you burnt them the next Shabbos. So you're supposed to burn them on Shabbos, but they were supposed to have been put on the shulchan the previous Shabbos. But these were on the shulchan one day too little, because they were placed on Sunday instead of on Shabbos. Says the Gemara puzzle, it says the Mishnah rather puzzle, it's puzzle. Why? Because that's not a fulfillment of the proper procedure. You're supposed to put the shulchan, you're supposed to put the lechem rather and the vazichin on the shulchan on Shabbos, and then you're supposed to take the lechem off and you're supposed to be makdir the vazichin on the next Shabbos. And therefore, says the Mishnah, because it's pasul, in chayavan aleihem mishum pigol noser v'tameh. Therefore, you are not going to be chayav on pigol noser or tameh if you eat the bread. Why? Because the only time you're chayav for pickled noser and tamei is when the bread has the status of kachin. This bread doesn't have the status of kachin because what's matir the lechem la'achila? The aktaras avazichin. The aktaras avazichin wasn't done properly because it didn't sit on the shulchan for the prerequisite, for the requisite amount of time. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah rather, Viter, Sidur HaSalechem V'Savazichem B'Shabbos. Let's say you did it, you put it there properly. So you put the Lechem and the Vazichem there on Shabbos. Victor HaSavazichem La'achara Shabbos. Ah, however, instead of being Makter the Vazichem on the next Shabbos like you were supposed to, they were Makter the Vazichem a week and a day later. You were Makter the Vazichem on Sunday. Psula, again, it's pasul. Why? Because you are supposed to let it sit on the shulchan from Shabbos to Shabbos, and you have to be makdir the vazichin on Shabbos. In other words, the day you take off the lechem, that's when you have to be makdir the vazichin. Therefore, if you waited until the next day, it's going to be pasul. And therefore, similarly, vein chayavan aleihem mishum pigol noser v'tameh. And therefore, the bread lacks this level of kedusha, and you're not going to be chayav for pigol noser and tameh. Sidur HaSalechem V'Savazichem La'achara Shabbos. Let's say now you messed up. You put the lechem and the vazichin on the shulchan after Shabbos on Sunday. Victor HaSavazichem B'Shabbos. And you were makter the vazichin the next Shabbos. Then psula. Then it's possible. Again, it's possible because the lechem and the vazichin have to wait on the shulchan. They have to remain on the shulchan for a full 7 days. In other words, on the eighth day, they have to be counting the day that you put them there. They have to be removed, and the vazichin has to be offered. So the year you put the lechem and the vazichin on the shulchan on Sunday, so if you're makter the vazichin on Shabbos, it was there only for 6 days, not for 7 days. Ketzad yasa. So let's say you messed up, and you put the lechem and the vazichin on the shulchan on Sunday. What should you do? So says the Mishnah that yanichenu l'Shabbos haba. So just let it sit on the shulchan for 13 days. Shafilu hi ala shulchan yamim rabim ein bekach klum. Because even if the lechem remains on the shulchan for many days, there's no problem. It's not a problem of lina. because the only time it's a problem of lina is if it's there for one more night than the minimum number of nights that cause it to become kodesh. But the lechem only becomes kodesh when it's placed on Shabbos. Then the next Shabbos it becomes kodesh because it's got to be there for an entire week. So what should you do? If you put it there on a Sunday, just leave it there basically for 13 days because it doesn't become, and we'll see in the Gemara that it doesn't mean you have to leave it there consecutively, but it doesn't become kodesh until it hits one Shabbos being on, and then the next Shabbos you have to take it off. Okay, says the Gemara. Tanan Hasam. Amar Lam Amamuna, the Mamuna who is the Skan Kohen Gadol, that's what Rashi explains. So the Skan Kohen Gadol would say to them, Tsuru Imegia Zman Shchita, go see if the Zman Shchita Satamid has passed already. Imegia, and if the Zman Shchita Satamid, the Tamid can only be Shechted in the morning, and if the time for Shechting the Tamid has arrived, the Roa Emer Barkoi. The Roa would say, Barkoi, that in other words, the dawn has broken on this day. So Matasya ben Shmuel Omar Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach Ad SheBeChevron. What they would actually ask is the entire sky lit? Is the entire eastern sky lit until Chevron? Hu Amar Hein. And the person, the Roa would say yes. V'lama Hutzrachu L'kach. And why would they have this whole elaborate procedure? It's sort of like a little bit of a non sequitur because, well, we'll see why we're talking about this in a minute, but why would they have this whole procedure where they would send somebody out and they would have to have this, formulaic question and answer session? Is it dawn? Yes. Is it light in the sky? Yes. Why? Shepam achas ola me'or lavana, because one time the light of the moon was very bright, v'dimu sheheira mizrach, and it appeared to them that dawn had already broken, and shachtu es atamid, and they shechted the tamid shel shachar, v'otziyu lebeis hasreifa, and then they had to take it to the beis hasreifa. Why? Because the tamid shel shachar is only able to be shechted during the day. It turns out these guys jumped the gun, and they shechted it when it was still night, and because they shechted it when it was still night, they had to do a do-over, so they had to take the carbon to the beis hasreifa. Says the Gemara now, Viter, a different topic. Varidu Kohen Gadol LeBeis HaTfilah. They would take the Kohen Gadol down to the Beis HaTfilah. Now we're talking about on the morning of Yom Kippur, that before he would start the Avodah, they would take the Kohen to be Tovel. Zeh Klal Hoya B'Mikdash. And this was the rule on the Mikdash. Kol HaMesech Es Raglav Ta'an Tfilah. Anybody who went to the bathroom and made Gedolim, he would require Tfilah. V'Kol HaMatal Mayim. And anybody who would urinate, Ta'an Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. He wouldn't require a full Tfilah in the Mikveh. He would require only Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim from the Kiyur. So Tani Avud Rav Avin. Lozu Bulvad, not only, now we're back to what we started with, not only if you shech the Tamid Shal Shachar before dawn, does that have to go to the Beis HaSreifa? Is that an ineligible karbon? Ella, afilu ola sa'of shenimlika balayla, even if you have an ola sa'of, even if you have a bird karbon, that the malika was done at night, umincha shenikmitsa balayla, or a mincha whose komets was taken at night, Teitzi lebeis hasreifa. It has to go out to the beis hasreifa because these avodos are kosher only to be performed during the day. Says the Gemara, Bishlam ola sa'of mishum dolo efshar ladure. I understand that by the korban that shechted too early, or by the bird that is nimlach too early, the reason that the bird or the korban has to get thrown out to the beis hasreifa is because you can't correct what you've done. It was supposed to be done only in the day, and you did it at night, so you jumped the gun. However, by the kmitza elamincha efshar demeheder komets leduchte vekomets biyamama. Because, however, by the mincha, what's the big deal? So I took the komets and it was too early. So you know what? Let me put the komets back in the kli and let me try again during the day. Says the Gemara, Hu toni la v'hu amar la. So he asked the question and he answered, Kli shares mekadshin shelo bezman. The issue is that the kli shares are mekadshin shelo bezman, because when you would take the komets, you would put the komets in a kli shares, and even though Lila's not the zman for taking the komets, the kli shares is mekadesh the komets even shelo bezmana. So what's going to happen is you have the komets which is already kodesh. You can't put the komets back in the rest of the mincha and then take another komets because you have mixed into this mincha some komets that already has the kedusha. So says the Gemara, Vayter, and we're going to see why this is all connected to the Mishnah. So meisvei kol hakarav biyom kodesh biyom. Anything that could be brought during the day becomes kodesh only during the day. Belaila, Kaddish Belaila, anything that becomes Kaddish at night is brought only at night. And what does that mean? Rashi says it's talking about the Minchas Nesachim. There's another Shita that says, Tosfa says, it might be talking about Hatavas Neros, the Maisa of the Menorah, which can also be done at night. Bein Bayom, Bein Belaila, that if it could be done either during the day or during the night, Kaddish, Kaddish Bein Bayom, Bein Belaila, then it's Kodesh, whether it's during the day or at night. Kalakuriv Bayom, Kaddish Bayom, but then it says that we what we had said in the Brisa was that anything that's brought during the day, anything whose avoda is during the day becomes kodesh during the day. Biyom in belayla lo, that it becomes kodesh during the day only, but not at night. So how could you tell me that klei shareis is mekadesh afilu shelo bizman? You told me that the kometz that I took before it was dawn and I placed it in the klei shareis, it was mekadesh. Why the kometz should be taken only during the day? And the rule is that if it's done during the day, it's kodesh only during the day. So why is it kodesh? Says the Gemara, "Ein kodesh li karev, avol kodesh li pasul." Don't get so excited. What it means is that the kli shareis doesn't have the ability to be makdish it so that it could be brought only during its zman. However, even chutz l'zman, yes, the kli shareis has the ability to give it some level of kedusha to pasul it. Yes, it's not fit for the avoda, but it does have some level of Kedusha. Says the Gemara, now we're going to ask on all of this to our Mishnah. So Mosev Rav Zera, Sidur es alechem ves avazichen achara Shabbos, if you set up the lechem and the vazichen on Sunday, Victor es avazichen ves Shabbos, and you are marked to the vazichen on Shabbos, psula. So that's going to be puzzle, right? Because the vazichen have to be sitting there for a full 7 days. And you messed up, you put it there on Sunday instead of Shabbos, so you have to wait until the next Shabbos. So what should you do? So Kate said, Yase, Yani Chenele Shabbos Haba. You have to leave it there until the next Shabbos. Sha'afilu hi al shulchan yamim rabim ein bekach klum. Because even if it's on the shulchan for many days, there's no problem with that. V'isal kadaita kli shareis mekachin shelo bizman. If you want to tell me that the kli shareis is mekadeh shelo bizman, lichtosh v'lifsul, then it should become pasul belina. So in other words, lichtosh, so Rashi says that the halacha is that the lechem has to be there for 7 days. So if the kli shareis, which the shulchan was a kli shareis, is mekadesh shelo bizman, so guess what? Once the lechem is on the kli shareis for 7 days, it should not be makdish the lechem, and then if I leave the lechem on the kli shareis for even another night, then it should become pasul belina. So if the kli shareis is mekadesh shelo bizman, and I put the lechem on the shulchan on Sunday, so when the next Sunday rolls around, even though that's not the right time, the shulchan should be mekadesh it. And once the shulchan should be mekadesh it, it should be pasul belina. So why am I allowed to keep it there until the next Shabbos? So Marabba, Mantana, Manda Kamosif, Shaper Kamosif. So Rabba says, wow, that's a bomb kasha. Abud Ravavinami Masdisa Kamar. But the problem is that it's not a kasha, that this is not simply a kasha from a brisa on the Mishnah. This is not just a kasha, there's also a brisa this way. And because there's a brisa this way, we have to explain the distinction between our Mishnah and the brisa. We have to reconcile the Mishnah with the brisa. So the question again is, why, if a kli shareis is mekadesh shelo bizman, why isn't the shulchan mekadesh the lechem on Sunday, even though that shelo bizman, which would mean that the lechem becomes pasul belina if it stays on the shulchan any longer? So ksavar laila in mechusr zman, hayamim mechusrin zman. Because they say that laila is not considered to be mechusr zman. However, yamim, if it's a totally different day, then it is considered to be mechusr zman. So why is laila not considered to be mechusr zman? So Rashi explains, because how do we count days? We start the counting of a day with the prior nightfall. So if I do something too early because I jump the gun and I do it before daybreak, then I'm still doing it on that calendar day. So that's not really considered to be a mechusr zman. If something is supposed to occur only on Shabbos, then I can't say on Sunday, oh, you know, let it be makdish the thing on Sunday. That's really a mechusr zman. Says the Gemara, sof, Kimati Leila de Bay Shimshi Lichtish Valif, so turning over to Kufam and Bays. Well then when the next Friday night comes, again, this is the bread that you put there on Sunday, just leave it there all week. comes the next Shabbos, leave it there. Then you're supposed to leave it there until the following Shabbos. But the problem is the bread is usually placed on the Shulchan Shabbos day. This bread was there already when it was Friday night because you put it there too early in the previous week. So it's there Friday night. When the next Friday night comes, then it's already been there for the full 7 days. That's considered to be bisman because it's the night preceding the next day, which is Shabbos, and it should become kodesh then. Himate leila de beis shimshi liktash velifsol. It should be compulsory with lina, so you shouldn't be able to leave it on the shulchan until the next day, which is Shabbos, because once Friday night hits, it had already 7 days on the shulchan, and now it's possible lina. It should be possible by the next day. Says the Gemara, Amarava b'shekadam v'silek. You're right. If it was sitting there Friday night, then you'd have a problem, because once Friday night hits, it's considered the zman, because it's the night preceding the day when you're actually supposed to do the avodah, and it's already been there for a week. So what do you have to do? You have to take the lechem off the shulchan on the first Friday night, so that it's not there Friday night, to put it back on Shabbos, so then when the next Friday night comes, it's not going to be kodesh, because it wasn't yet there for a week, and it's not going to be kodesh until the next Shabbos, says the Gemara. Marzutra v'seim ravashi amar, marzutra v'seim ravashi say, afilu tema b'shalo kodem v'silek, even if you would not be kodem v'silek, kivan the sidra shalo kemitzvasa nasa kemisha sidra kof, because it was put on, shalo kemitzvasa was put on prematurely, it's as if a monkey put it on. In other words, it's not considered a valid avoda at all. Also, that's interesting. So it comes out, according to Marzutra, the act of putting it on the shulchan on Sunday is meaningless. So in the Mishnah, when we said that if I put it on Sunday, I just wait 13 days and then I can eat it, that's not true, because my act of putting it on the shulchan was meaningless. What does Marzutra mean? Marzutra explained to the Mishnah that what it means is, I put it on Sunday, that act was meaningless. So on the next Shabbos, I have to take it off and put it back. So now I have a valid hanacha. Then I wait until the next week, and then I can eat it. Okay, says the final Mishnah of the Perek. Shtei alechem necholos ein pachus mishnayim velo yosar al shlosha. The shtei alechem is eaten not less than 2 days after the afiyah, and we're counting the day of afiyah as one of the days, and not more than 3 days after the day of afiyah. Ketzad nefes, mer of yontif. How is this possible? So if it was baked on erev yontif, necholos b'yontif. Then it would be eaten on yontif, because we'll see it's not doche yontif. So the baking is not doche yontif. Lishnayim, when is it eaten 2 days after? So chal yomtif lios achar Shabbos. If yomtif falls out after Shabbos, meaning Shavuos falls out on a Sunday, necholos lishlosha. Then it's going to be eaten on the third day, because you're baking it on Friday. You're not eating it on Shabbos. You're eating it on Sunday, which is the third day, including the day of the Afiyah. So lechem aponim nechal ein pachas mitisha v'lo yosar al achadasar. You eat it not less than 9 days after the day it was baked, because usually you bake it on Friday, you put it on Shabbos, and then you eat it the next Shabbos, and not more than 11 days. Ketzad, how is this possible? Nefem erev Shabbos, it was baked on Friday, v'nechal b'Shabbos, and it was eaten the next Shabbos. Letisha, that's 9 days if you include the day of the baking as day one. Chal yomtev lios erev Shabbos, if yomtev fell out on erev Shabbos, so you would have to bake it on Thursday. Nechal asara. Shtei yomim tovim shal Rosh Hashanah, nechal achad asara. If two yomim tovim Rosh Hashanah fell out Thursday, Friday, then you would have to bake it on Wednesday, then you're eating it the next Shabbos. That's 11 days if you include the day of the baking. Ve'ena doche lo asa Shabbos, lo asa yontif. And the baking is not doche Shabbos, nor is it doche yontif. Reb Shimon Gamliel omer, mishum Reb Shimon ben Askan, doche asa yontif. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, mishum Reb Shimon ben Askan, yes, it is doche yontif, because the Tanakhama learns that when it says in the Pasuk that lochem, that there's an inyan of ochal nefesh, that you're allowed to make lochem, it means lochem v'lo l'gvoa, that you're only allowed to cook for yourself, but you're not allowed to cook for kodesh. However, the Skan says, Rabbi Shimon ben Askan says, it is doche yontif because lachem means lachem velo lenochrim. Veina doche es yom tzom. However, everybody agrees that it's not doche yom kippur. Says the Gemara, Amar avina ledivrei omar nedarim and nedavos ain't craven beyontif. According to the Madarmer, who says that nedarim and nedavos, voluntary karbanas, cannot be brought on yontif, lo tema medaraisa mechse chalzi v'darabanu degazri. Don't say that really nedarim and nedavos can be brought on yontif, but the Rabbana made a gzera that you shouldn't bring them on yontif, shalo yishes, so that you shouldn't delay bringing all of your nedarim and nedavos for yontif, because that's already a bizayon. Ella, however, midaraisa nami lochazi. It's also usher midaraisa to bring the nedarim and nedavos on yontif. How do we know this? Dashtei alechem dechovas hayomi, because dashtei alechem is dechovas hayom. V'lokalameimer shemayisha, and there is no shemayisha. There's no gzera. Oh, maybe I'll wait to bring the shtei alechem on Shavuos. Of course, I'm going to bring the shtei alechem on Shavuos because that's the time to bring the shtei alechem. But what do we see? We see that the afiyah of the shtei alechem is not going to be docha yontif. V'ktoni in a docha lo asa Shabbos v'lo asa yontif. And we see that it's not Tocha Shabbos and it's not Tocha Yontif. Why is it that it's not Tocha Shabbos? Again, if there's an in and avo from that fish, I'm allowed to cook on Yontif. So why am I not allowed to make the Shtei Alechem on Yontif? Because the Pasuk says, Lechem, Lechem means Lechart Tzorcheichem, but it means only for your Tzorech, not for the Tzorech of Ligavoa. Therefore, the only thing that's Mutter is to cook for yourself, not to cook for Kodesh. Okay, Hadron Alech Shtei Alechem, let's start the next perek. Hamenachos v'nesachim shenitmu, the menachos and nesachim that became tameh ad shelo kitshu b'kli, before they were placed in a kli shareis, yeshlem pidyon. They have an inyan of pidyon. In other words, if they became tameh, they were not yet kodesh kedushas haguf, says Rashi. Ela kedushas damim shetzorach levdosam v'damim kedoshim. You therefore have to redeem the tameh items on money. The money, the sanctity, is then transferred to the money, and then you have to use the money to buy something for Kodesh as well. Misha kitchu b'kli, however, once they were Kodesh in the Kli, ein len pidyon, then there is no longer a valid pidyon, because now they have Kedushas Aguf, and things that are Tameh, once they have attained Kedushas Aguf, except for an animal, as we'll see, has no ability of pidyon. Ha'opos fa'etza malavona v'kli shareis mishenitmu ein lem pidyon shalanemar pidyon ela bebeima. And so now we say that ofos, etzim, lavona, anything that's in a kli shareis, once it becomes tamei, cannot be redeemed, because the only time we have a concept of redemption by a davar tamei is by a behema that became a balmum. Because the balmum is referred to as tamei in the pasuk. By a behema balmum, you could be poda. However, you can't be poda anything else. So Amar Shmuel, so says Shmuel, the filuain tahorin niftin. Even if they're tar, then you're allowed to be poda them. Why? My taima, kama dlokutshi b'kli, k'dushas damim ninu, v'k'dushas damim niftin, because so long as they haven't been placed in a kli shareis, they only have k'dushas damim, you could be poda. V'nitmu tanan, what are you talking about that they're not tamei? It says that they are tamei. It says in the Mishnah, ha'menachos v'nechasim shenitmu. So, hu adina adafal gav dlo nitmu. So the Gemara says, no, even the halacha would be the same, even if they didn't become tamei. V'aydu t'kaboy, misnei seifa, mishikichu b'kli, ein lampinim da'afilu nitmu, nami lo, tananami reisha shenitmu. Why do we say nitmu in the reisha? Because in the seifa, the chiddush is that if they were placed in a kli shareis, I can't be po to them even if they became tamei. Therefore, in the reisha of the Mishnah, we're going to say that we're going to talk about a case where they became tamei. That where they became tamei, but they haven't yet been placed in a kli shareis, you could be po to them. But huadin, the halacha is that even if they didn't become tamei because they were never placed in a kli shareis, I am allowed to be po to them. So says the Gemara. Let's just finish up another couple of lines. So says the Gemara, bekli ein le bekli mishikichu bekli ein lam pidyon. Once they were in a kli shareis, there is no concept of pidyon. Pshita kedushas aguf ninu. They already have kedushas aguf. So of course you can't be po to them once they have kedushas aguf. It's rechsal kadai dechamina hol balmum mikri tamei. A bema balmum is called tamei. Tamei nami kabal mum dame. Therefore, anything that became tamei should be like kabal mum. Ev afal gav de kiddush kedushas aguf kinafal be mum mifrak hani nami lifrak. Just like a bema that's a bal mum, it has kedushas aguf. But once it's a bal mum, I can be poded. So to anything that became tamei, even if it was in a kli shareis, I should be able to be poded. Kamash malon de lav ki hai tamei kari rachmana la bal mum de mikli shareis lo ashkan de mifrak. Says the Gemara, there's a big distinction. By behema bal mum, yes, the pasuk refers to it as tamei, but it's only by a balmum that I'm able to be podeh. However, by an actual thing that became tameh, I never find that I'm able to be podeh. All right, so we'll stop here. The rabbi's back tomorrow. He'll pick up from this point tomorrow, God willing.